recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And here is your homily highlight from Father John Henderson at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard.
My brothers and sisters, today is the greatest mystery of our faith. And we're called to live in this mystery, to embrace this mystery. And I truly believe that this mystery is not to be analyzed, but a mystery to be lived. You know, one of my all-time favorite church songs is O Most Holy Trinity. It was popular when I was young, and it's still popular today, 27 years later. No, 65. O Most Holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, Mighty God, God immortal be adored. And then each verse calls out each person. Verse 1, God, Father, praise and glory. Verse 2, and thou, Lord, co-eternal, God, sole begotten Son. And verse 3, O Holy Ghost, Creator, thou gift of God Most High. In speaking of the Trinity, we learn that 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1, and not 3. I heard somebody go, what? One God, three persons. God reveals God's self as a family. The Trinity is a perfect relationship. There is perfect love in God. God is love. You know, St. Augustine wrote, you see the Trinity if you see love. According to him, the Father is the lover, the Son is the loved one, and the Holy Spirit is the personification of the very act of loving. God the Father provides for us, cares for us. Our source of fatherhood is God. All fathers, that is dads, you know, next week we're going to celebrate Father's Day, and even priests that we call father should only be seen in the light of God as Father. Jesus called the Father Abba. And in Mark's Gospel, we read, Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup away from me, but not what I will, but what you will. We are children of God. And in Romans, we hear, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And our Abba loves us so much that our Abba sends Jesus to us. Jesus is God. A gift of the Father's love. Peter, when he asked by Jesus, but who do you say that I am? And in Matthew 16, we hear Simon Peter said in reply, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. When Jesus came to this earth, the Word made flesh and walked among us, there were many people who debated who he was, what he was about. Some people considered him to be the son of a carpenter. Others thought he was a rabble-rouser. Some thought he was a prophet and a worker of miracles. Jesus asked his disciples who they thought he was. And Peter, who would often be the first person to speak up in the group, answered Jesus and testified that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, Jesus affirmed this accuracy, and he also stressed that the reason Peter understood this was because God the Father revealed it to him. Jesus is true God and true man. He was like us in all things but sin. And Jesus shows us then how to speak, how to live. And as man, he suffered, died on the cross, rose from the dead. As God, he invites us into this glorious union. Salvation can only be found in Jesus Christ. Jesus did not leave us orphans. And so the Son then sends the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, who fills us then with wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and the fear of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is not a ghost, but a person. The Holy Spirit is God. And as God, the Holy Spirit has existed through all eternity. In the Old Testament, he is also referred to as the Spirit of God and the Spirit of the Lord. The Holy Spirit first appears in the second verse of the Bible, in the account of creation. And the earth was without form or shape, with darkness over the abyss and a mighty wind sweeping over the waters. Since the Hebrew word for the Spirit in the Old Testament means breath, wind, we can hear that mighty wind hovering over all of creation. The Holy Spirit caused the Virgin Mary to conceive, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. At the baptism of Jesus, he descended on Jesus like a dove. Jesus breathed on his apostles after the resurrection and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." On the day of Pentecost, he rested like tongues of fire on all of the apostles. My brothers and sisters, every time we enter this sacred place, we bless ourselves. And I was watching people come into the sacred place and blessing themselves with the water. We profess that we then belong to the family of God, that the God we worship is a Father, a Son, and a Holy Spirit. We also have a responsibility to like we said at the beginning of this reflection, to live in the mystery. He also commanded his followers to baptize people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so every time we make the sign of the cross, we profess that we belong to the church. And this means that everything we do, whether good or bad, affects other people. Our behavior may either comfort or hurt others. We place our hand on our forehead and on our heart and on our left and right shoulders to realize that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our body is sacred because it carries the sign of the Holy Trinity, and the Holy Spirit dwells in us. That's why, my friends, the body should not be abused or taken for granted. We then are a sacrament of the Trinity, a sign of love, a sign of forgiveness, a sign of unity. The power of the Trinity allows us to work together as one body, the church. And so in spite of our individual personalities and the uniqueness of each person and the differences that exist, we are called to unity, to be one. And when you and I begin to recognize that our identity is in the Trinity, then we eagerly strive to be united. And so we pray, my friends, together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
And another inspirational homily from Father John Henderson with today's homily highlight. He is the pastor at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard.